If society's words are filled with flattery and deception, how might truth spoken in love radically reshape homes, workplaces, and the public square? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, check us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. And if you haven't still subscribed, like, share, commented, or if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. I want to encourage you. Let's get the word of God out into the public square so that we can change hearts. And that in turn changes the public environment, the culture, the public square. And we want to be able to see a thriving community where we love each other. So I hope you're enjoying this series called None Righteous. And this one's called Their Throat is an Open Grave. Wow. All right. So we're going through the book of Romans, and we are in Romans chapter 3, verse 13. It says, their throat is an open grave. With their tongues, they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips. Wow, there's a lot of psst sounds in that one. All right, so the throat is an open grave. We're going to go check out where that comes from. From their tongues, they keep deceiving. Aren't we living in a day and age of deception where we can't decide what is up, what is down, what is right, what is wrong, what a boy is, what a girl is? We can't decide a lot of different things right now. We are in conflict over these things, and we, in essence, have turned in on ourselves and are eating and devouring ourselves. And so the reality is, whether you're Jew, Gentile, Greek, barbarian, whether you are a U.S. citizen or you are any other citizen of any other country, the fact is we're all sinners. And our throats are an open grave. And we need truthfulness in the public square. So where does this come from? Psalm 5 says, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Have you asked God to listen to you today? God, listen to what I have to say. Consider my groaning. I think a lot of us as Christ followers right now are groaning inside. We are sensing the tension of this world, and we are seeing the birth of deception like never before. And how do we come back to that place where we go, God, will you listen? God, will you turn your ears towards me? Heed the sound of my cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. This is crying out to God, saying, God, you are my King and you are my God. Listen to my prayers. That is what God desires from each one of us, is to cry out to him and allow him to set deep into our hearts the word of God. In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch. As you go into the public spaces today, as you go into your workplace, your retirement home, as you step out into those places of the supermarket, whatever it might be, are you eagerly watching and waiting for God to show up in a very, very special way? You know, the presence of Almighty God goes there because you're there. And if you're a Christ follower, he just loves you so very much. He's inside of you. He abides inside of you, and he's going before you in all things. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil dwells with you. God is holy. He is righteous. God is not wicked or does not take pleasure in wickedness. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all who do iniquity. Have you ever thought about that? Like, God hates sin. He utterly hates sin. And so this is where our mouth at times can get away from all of us at times. We can exaggerate. We can speak lies. We can deceive. We can do a lot of different things. And even Christ followers, when we're not maybe attempting to do that, but we overstate a position or we, you know, do something, we want to make sure that we are in control of our lips. You destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the man of bloodshed and deceit. You know, when I read these things, I can tell you there's times in my life where my mouth has gotten away from me. And whether it was intentional falsehood or it just came out typically in exaggeration or whatever it might be, and God's like, Brian, clean it up. Come on, let's get a little bit more precise. Let's not... You know, because sometimes that heart motive that we have is to impress others. And so then what we do is we exaggerate our position or outcomes, whatever it might be. And God wants to clean that up. But as for me, by your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house. At your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you. What if today as you, I just picture us opening up those doors to walk into our workplace. What if today we walk in and we say, hey, I enter into this workplace, God, that I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, and I just bow my heart, my life in reverence to Almighty God today. What if we had that attitude today? That as we walked in to whatever environment, maybe you're an elected official, and you don't walk in thinking, I'm going to out-debate people, I'm going to out-convince people. You walk in saying, I am in the presence of Almighty God. I'm going to bow my heart before him today. You might have a different approach. You might have a new idea, a creative thought of how to change what we're going through. Oh, Lord, lead me in your righteousness because of my foes. Make your way straight before me. I love this psalm. He's crying out to God. There is nothing reliable in what they say. Their inward part is destruction itself. Then we get our quote for the day. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Flattery is not becoming, you might say. And we can all do it at times. Flattering is giving false praise in order to get some kind of outcome. And I'm guilty of this at times. I've done this at different times in my walk with God, and God's convicted me. And how do I have authentic? Sometimes we need it's the right words, but we need a change of heart. We need to be able to, you know, say, Lord, let our heart align so that we truly, truly sense and know that your presence there. But look at this. Their inward part is destruction itself. You know, oftentimes we don't think about the world having destruction itself in its inward parts, but we have it there, and we are called to enter into those places and speak truth and do it in love. What is truth? Divine reality revealed. We reveal the reality of who God is by speaking truth. Hold them guilty, O God, by their own devices. Let them fall. In the multitude of their transgressions, thrust them out, for they are rebellious against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Today, will you take refuge in Almighty God? Will you take refuge in the words that you speak, in the words that you have to share with those around you? Will it be in the shelter of the Almighty God? And may you shelter them, that those who love your name may exalt in you. For it is you who blesses the righteous man, O Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield. That's my prayer for you today, is that you will be surrounded with favor by Almighty God. God would give you abundant favor, that your mouth would not be filled with deceitfulness, lies. You know, I had someone just call me moments ago about, what do I do? And it wasn't this person's grandson, but a friend who of this person has a grandson who's claiming not to be the gender that God created them to be. And I just said, your mouth can't be filled with deceit or deception. You got to speak the truth. You got to do it in love. And you got to be honest. You know, the reality is emotional gender or gender fluidity is not the truth. There is one thing that you can rely on. The plumbing you got is the plumbing you are. That's one truth you can hold on to. And if you're wrestling with that truth, with that very reality of who God is and how he created you, my prayers go out for you. I care for you enough. I want to be so confident to let you know God did not make you junk or make you wrong. He made you perfect. And so maybe you have to rest in the identity of your gender. And what do I mean by that? The plumbing you got is the plumbing you are. All right. Psalm 140. Rescue me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men who devise evil things in their hearts. They continually stir up wars. Man, we're living in these days. They sharpen their tongues as a serpent. Poison of a viper is under their lips. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent men who have purposed to trip up my feet. The proud have hidden a trap for me, and cords they have spread a net by the wayside. They have set snares for me. I said to the Lord, you are my God. Give ear, O Lord, to the voice of my supplication. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Ooh, wow. Do not grant, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not promote his evil devices, that they not be exalted. As for the head of those who surround me, may the mischief of their lips cover them. May burning coals fall upon them. May they be cast into the fire, into deep pits from which they cannot rise. May a slanderer not be established in the earth. May evil hunt the violent man speedily. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and justice for the poor. Surely the righteous will give thanks to your name. The upright will dwell in your presence. God wants control of our mouth today. So what's our application? Let's walk in righteousness today. Let's walk in righteousness, but not just walk righteousness in what we do, but righteousness in what we speak. You know, the word is that there is none righteous. We've all fallen short. I get it. So we need the redemptive work of God inside of our life, coming out of our mouth, coming out of our heart, coming out of our actions. Let our mouth speak truth, divine reality revealed. We're revealing the reality of the divine, God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. We want to reveal him, that we may give thanks today and dwell in the presence of Almighty God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day and the opportunities you are going to have to use us mightily. Lord, first and foremost, we repent of when our lips have spread deceit, lies, falsehood. God, when we've exaggerated, when we've cursed your name or just cursed it all, God, we give you our mouths, clean them up, cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ. Let us glorify you, God. All coarse joking, all things that just do not honor you with our mouths, we pray that they'll be cleaned up for you. We also pray that we can give a blessing, God, with these mouths, that out of the same mouth won't come curse and blessings, but just blessings, God, to others and those around us, that we'll speak life over each other, and that we will sense and know that you go before us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you in your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.